going back. I get lots of interesting consults every day, and sometimes I'm working in the wee hours trying to just answer all these emails from all over the world, from Ireland and Germany and South America and all over the place. One recent person, I'm always upgrading my protocols. I'm trying to trim them down to the core, because one of the things I tend to do is I tend to kind of, you know, hey, if I give you, you know, 9 things, I'm pretty darn certain you're going to respond. But if I can give you 3 or 4, maybe 75 to 80% are going to get so much better, they're going to say, hey, doc, this is still in my budget, I can do it. Give you an example. For hypertension, the first starting thing is CardioVasc. That helps your arteries, gets rid of plaque, and reduces and improves vasoactivity of the blood vessels and lowers blood viscosity. Supernox, that releases nitric oxide, along with Beat VO2 Max, we can get at our NutraMedical Amazon store link. Omega Supreme Pro, which is the new monoglyceride form that's 400% more absorbed. So I usually take at least 2, sometimes 3, but 2 of these little soft gels. That's equivalent to each one of those little tiny ones is actually equivalent to 2 large suckers that for some people have difficulty swallowing. I don't. And then, of course, magnesium glycinate. In advanced, we would add things like CoQ10 Supreme, which is the only non-polymerizing CoQ10 in the world. We have the only one. Gamma E Plus, we have the highest quality gamma tocopherols and tocotrienols to get a peroxy nitrate, which is the most dangerous damaging free radical in the arteries, is nitroperoxy radical. It's basically when nitric oxide doesn't go the right way to produce NO, to dilate blood vessels, actually creates a radical. And then VenaWay, which is diosmin, and it also is similar to nobilitin, which actually recycles and blocks the thing called natriuretic peptides that are generated by your blood vessels and your heart, etc., and other tissues to heal the blood vessel wall, the endothelium. Now, the same individual, by the way, this person was contacting me from Ireland, had bad gastritis. He had been for years on a proton pump inhibitor. Now, you need to know, if you're on these stupid drugs, especially, it doesn't matter if you're male or female, eventually you're going to blow up your bones. You're not going to absorb minerals in the second part of your duodenum, so you're going to get osteopenia and osteoporosis, and it can happen in males or females decades earlier than he expected. Plus, it's going to cause maldigestion, because if you don't have your digestive enzymes in the right pH, you're not going to digest your food. Plus, you're very likely to get small bowel overgrowth, leaky gut syndrome, gluten sensitivity, all kinds of nasty stuff's going to start happening. So this individual, we recommend you take GastroHeal, which is the most popular non-drug form of therapy in Japan, zinc carnosine, Allicin Med to start knocking off the pathogens like Helicobacter pylori, and Nutrisilver. That's just like the core. You know, you want to knock off the Helicobacter, which is almost certainly causing the acid reflux and gastritis. And then advanced, we can add Nutriodine, 15 drops, 3 times a day, Berberstatin, and Living Probiotic. Now, that's what I call the starter protocol. And what I do now is a little different than what I used to do. I'll give like 2 or 3 things as a starter, and then report back to me in 2 weeks to 4 weeks and say, hey, I need the next level doctor. There's no charge, by the way, for these emails or consults, none. The only time that I start charging is if I have to review records like MRI scans, CT scans, you know, lab reports, surgical reports, whatever. That's it. So whenever you're contacting me, there's no charge. This is my ministry, okay? So, for example, this one that had the question, wanted to know me to contact their doctor, said, look, you know, I can start supplying a whole pile of literature. The usual way is, the best way for me to kind of take these doctors down to Chinatown, as they say, is to ask the patient to say, don't ask me to supply literature so you can convince the doctor. Ask the doctor if it's permitted for me to contact them. Okay? And I will not only contact them, I'll provide the literature if I can talk to them directly, because it's my mission in life to take these knucklehead doctors and teach them. They haven't been reading the actual human medical literature. You need to know that. You need to realize that cardiologists don't read the PhD cardiology parts of the journal, because most of the time, they don't understand it. They don't have the mathematical, the scientific, and other skill sets to actually understand even the start. One of their colleagues, who's not just a cardiologist, but a PhD doing research on vascular disease or, you know, blood disorders or whatever. So if you think that they always do, you've been deluded. So the most dangerous weapon is a Dr. D weapon. Ask them when and how Dr. Deagle can email and contact them. And I'll send them literature. I'll call them. I'll Skype them anywhere on the planet. Okay? But it'll shut them up. Okay? And most of the time you're going to find they will go do their own research on Google, which they can do in about 5 minutes, and they'll find, oh, yeah, there is published literature that says if you give calcium channel blockers for 5 years, the brain shrinks and your IQ drops. Oh, my, isn't that amazing? I didn't know that. Of course they didn't know it. They never read the literature. They're just reading, the skimming the top of the abstracts in a couple journals somewhere a week when they're on a break between running around with patients, like running around between the operating room and the hospital beds and the staff room and whatever, or their office where they're seeing patients like somebody a minute, you know, 5 minutes, boom, and my foot's outside the doors, I'm writing a script and heading on to the next room. So don't give them quarter. Say, hey, doc, I don't think that's correct. Can Dr. Deagle contact you? Can he have your phone number and your email? And guess what? It's going to get nasty. If you think that last caller is nasty, imagine me calling up someone who considers himself a medical doctor or a specialist or PhD in whatever area, whether it's toxicology, nuclear reactors, or whatever, and dressing them down with a series of questions like a mini machine gun on one of our Apache helicopters, and them not knowing what the heck to do to answer those questions because they can't figure it out because they never knew the answers. Now, do you think I give them quarter? Absolutely not. If you can't answer my series of questions, you're going to see the incredible shrinking doctor, MD, or PhD, or engineer, or whatever the heck they are. Okay? So if you like watching mixed mental martial arts, keep listening, because I don't take captives. And if you don't like it, walk away, turn off the radio, suffer prematurely, and be exposed to lots of bad stuff that's going to hurt you. Because I'm going to tell you the truth whether you like it or not. Even if you don't like me, you're going to hear the truth. And you're going to hear evidence that supports the truth, like, yeah, calcium channel blockers, these are bad drugs. Just like Xarelto. In fact, I just got an email ad just before the program here about Xarelto. You gotta get a kick out of these things. And I mean, I get all kinds of stuff, medical, legal, and otherwise. And it says about lawsuits, you know. Hey, lawsuits coming. Yeah. And these doctors are giving these drugs out like candy still. You know, you watch TV, like you're turning on your program. And some programs, or you can't fast forward through the darn commercial. And they'll show you how the 4 seconds of benefits and 56 seconds of how it's going to make your life miserable and kill you. And, of course, they don't do any genetic testing of the intrinsic or extrinsic pathways or rheologic blood viscometry tests to see if these drugs are actually working beyond the PTINR, which doctors do, which simply looks at the intrinsic and extrinsic pathways indirectly. No. Do you think these doctors know the difference? Absolutely not. Do you think they've ever done a rheologic blood viscometry? Of course they haven't. Do you think they even know the genetics of their patient when they give these drugs? Are you kidding me? Do you think they've ever tested even one of them to know what their genetic SNPs are? You've got to be kidding. Okay? So that's why, if you got somebody who's a real smart MD and JD, attorney, these doctors are just asking to get their butt suit off. Now, of course, the malpractice is driving the cost of healthcare through the ceiling. But when you practice like that, it should be picked up like people like me setting up a series of questions that could even be put on the internet. And if you don't answer the question correctly, you get hauled in and say, hey, you need to do some continuing education to get a certain score. You're not going to be able to practice anymore until you increase your show your knowledge base in this particular area or your physical skill sets on a surgical procedure up to snuff. That's easy to prove. It's not difficult. I have a continuing education package. I bought the lifetime package years ago. And I can log on there in any specialty and get sets of questions that can question my knowledge base in any area of medicine or surgery. And I bought the lifetime package many years ago, so it's was real expensive back then, but it's lifetime. So that's easy, sneezy to do. In fact, the package already exists. You can just say, hey, you got to log on to this. You don't make a certain score, you got to take a continuing education course until your score gets up to snuff where you're not stupid or killing people. All right? So when I hear people thinking, you know, the current system just needs us to tweak or take people off healthcare like the Freedom Caucus, these people aren't freedom. These are idiots. These are morons. You don't take away health care benefits where you don't control costs. You don't fix health care by just repealing Obamacare. You got to be kidding. You know, it's not a matter of repealing Obamacare. It's a matter of completely changing the entire system. You don't go and bring not only Obamacare light, but any kind of health care system that leaves intact malpractice, big Medica, big pharma, or state or federal licensure or government control of anything. They need to be out of all of it, but the thing they do need is a collection of the money that goes through to the county so we can get rid of insurance. And we get rid of the idea of pre-existing conditions because it's not even considered. It shouldn't be considered. So that's my answer to that issue. Now let's look at some of the other consults I've had recently. And you get an idea. And probably enough to the next segment, we'll be having Dr. Klatz on the program. Colon investigation. Somebody wanted to know. This is a very intelligent person. They actually knew they can't sterilize the colonoscopy scopes. You're kidding. So cold sterilization doesn't work, and you can get a chronic infection that can really mess you up bad from these colonoscopy scopes. So he wanted to know alternative, and I just basically said, you know, here's what you do. I said, what you do, number one, is you definitely don't do this. You have to decide that you're going to do an ultrasound of your abdomen and a stool of cold blood. If the ultrasound or the stool of cold blood are abnormal, you do a CT scan. If CT scan shows signs of a tumor or polyp, you do a positron emission tomography scan and a CA25 cancer marker screen. If that's positive, you sure as heck don't go and do a colonoscopy. You do a fine needle transabdominal aspiration with a karyotype genetic analysis under scanning electron microscopy by a pathologist. And do a gene marker test to see if you do have a positive cancer test. It tells you the cancer genetics of that cancer. But when you do meddlesome things like sticking up a scope when there's a encircling tumor or a large polyp that's cancerous inside the bowel, you're likely to perforate the bowel, and then you put the person into a danger of sepsis. And you also spread the tumor like crazy. So not only could you have the danger of just giving them a chronic infection from a non-properly sterilized colonoscope, most tumors are not going to go beyond the what's called a splenic flexure, which means you go up the rectus sigmoid, you go up the descending colon to the splenic flexure on the left side of your abdomen. There's almost no cancers over in the cecum or the ascending or transverse colon. It's just ridiculous. And the way you tell is if your stool of cold blood test is positive but your ultrasound is negative, doesn't show polyps. You simply do a CT scan and a CA25. If that's positive, you do a positron emission tomography test and a transabdominal fine needle aspiration. But colonoscopy, bad idea. Especially nowadays, they do not properly sterilize. Now, what they should is sterilize in 3 to 5 atmospheres with ozone and leave it inside the machine for so many minutes to make sure it totally sterilizes it. Not high temperature, high ozone concentrations, high atmospheric pressures. And that will sterilize it. And perhaps use an aerosol of one of our antipathogenics like Nutriodine, Nutrisilver would sterilize them. Probably Nutriodine or Nutrisilver. These are excellent at killing off every pathogen you can imagine. But the current protocol, thinking that they're sterilizing the scope and they stick it back in somebody, this is ugly. And there's lawsuits over it now, too. So if you look up the lawsuits online, you go, oh my, you mean this is what happens? These people get permanently screwed up and maybe they later, because of these colon... dysbiosis, they actually re-release toxins and get colon cancer or get a chronic hepatitis or wasting syndrome or leaky gut syndrome. Yeah, that's what happens. Let's see what else we have here. Oh, my. Yeah, this is this doctor giving a follow-up to the email I sent last night. They injected her with acetazolazine twice right before the EKG, so it would look like you needed the pacemaker. And, of course, she's a toxicologist, so she's not stupid, right? And I told her, when I mentioned the things that were gold standards, like his bundle study of heart to see if she had a reentrant cardiac arrhythmia bundle problem or a Holter monitor, or if you do a CT scan to see if she had a blocked artery that might carry an area of the heart that is not properly perfused, or a pharmacological stress test where she may be an extremist so you can't get her out of the area because she's got a prolapsed surgical lower bowel. You're not going to get her on a treadmill, but you can do a pharmacological stress test. And, of course, this doctor was smart enough to realize, hey, they gave me a toxic drug to make it look like I needed a pacemaker. And she said to me, this is last night, The doctor wanted $50,000 to put in a pacemaker, and she was hopping mad. And here's an MD. Okay, says he's not an idiot. She knows what we're talking about. So if you don't think that, you know, in medicine, there's a body count, too. So there's a lot of bad stuff that happens. Hemorrhoids. People want to know what to do for hemorrhoids. Vein away. Diosmin to heal the vessel wall and collagen max to strengthen it. The collagen and elastin in our vessel wall. We use it also for aortic aneurysms, but also varicose veins. You can use ultrathiamin B1, which helps as well because the transketolase reaction is often disturbed and needs to be increased to help the vessel heal. Gamma E plus to stop nitroproxy radical, and we can add cell detox glutathione. Cardiovasc, 30 drops or 2 capsules 3 times a day for a male, a small female. 15 drops for 1 capsule. And Omega Supreme Pro, but the, you know, there's no need to worry. If it's above what's called the white ligament or the dentate ligament, the veins get clamped down and they literally, if you want to call it, tunnel underneath the mucosal lining, and then when they get trapped, they clot, and then you get these big bulbous clotted veins, and that's what hemorrhoids are. They get beyond what's called the dentate ligament or white ligament. So there's no excuse for that. If you know what it's early, you take that, use things to help stem disturbing the inflammation, spasm. You normalize peristalsis with IBS care, which is a bowel release carnitine. You use things like colon cleanse to clear out the plaque, because a lot of people are developing literally pounds of plaque in their lower colon, and diverticular outpouchings, which are fecalists, which is lumps of dried and fibrous material, and God knows they look like little rocks in your outpouching with the blood vessels into the bowel wall, the lower bowel wall. And this is what we call left-sided appendicitis. And it's just as dangerous in a person in their 20s, 30s, and 40s as appendicitis, and it can kill you. It can cause peritonitis. So you'd be arrived, if you have hemorrhoids, you're probably well on your way to developing diverticular disease, too, and you need to take prevention. Now, I had an interesting case last night as well. A gentleman who had, Michael, who had myelofibrosis, a progressive form. This is like a paracancer. Now, his doctors didn't offer this, but I told him what he needs to do. Firstly, he needs to take our nutraceuticals that are going to help him fight the paracancer type of syndrome, repair the DNA, or cause the cells to go through apoptosis. Because his bone marrow is being sequentially replaced with fibrous material that's displacing the megakaryocytes that make platelets and other blood cells that make his red blood cells and white cells and lymphocytes. So he needs to take Malignablock, 2 capsules 3 times a day, Elagic Acid, 2 caps 3 times a day, Power C Plus, and I recommend at least 6 to 9, maybe up to 12 capsules, 3 times a day as a smoothie, along with, for every 3 Power C, you need to take 1 full vitamin K2 minoquinone 7, and I tell people, make a smoothie 3 times a day. Mountain Red Velvet, at least 2 capsules 3 times a day to heal the bone marrow. Bio-LVR, because your B12 and folate levels are probably stressed and insufficient. And if he needs iron, ferritin, which is iron 3 from beef spleen. Myco-D2, which is ergothionine, the first receptor activated when stem cells heal your joints. Nutri-Defense, which actually helps to increase the specific enzymes and increase the natriuretic peptides that heal your vessel wall. And the vessel wall is also inside your bone marrow. And Nutriodine to clear the stealth pathogens. Nutri-Silver, Nutriodine 15 drops in water 3 times a day. Nutri-Silver, at least 1 spray or 3 drops per 10 pounds body weight. And Allicin-Med, at least 1 to 2 capsules 3 times a day to kill little pathogens. Now, he's probably going to require gene-based testing. So if they do a bone marrow, they need to send it off to a laboratory like in Cambridge, Massachusetts, that's used by Brzezinski Clinic to determine the genetics of his paracancer. They need also do immunological testing to see if he has developed a stealth pathogen, like a virus that's triggering off the myelofibrotic changes, which are genetic. And the gene testing can direct a non-paint-by-numbers chemo of off-label use of drugs to reverse the genetics to normal. And then the rest of it is prayer. A lot of prayer, because what we can do and what God is always sufficient. Back in a moment, hopefully we'll have Dr. Rockclass join us for the rest of hour or two. Stay tuned. If you have questions or comments, realize, call in. Be brave. Don't worry about getting your feathers ruffled. It's going to happen.
End time is not what you thought. In their new book, 12/24/36, authors Mike and Cheryl Gilmore bring forth a startling new idea on the beginning of humankind, how life begins on Earth, and when our Creator concludes this age. In the book 12/24/36, three small groups of individuals, separated by thousands of miles, discover together the answers to the beginning of our universe and all the life it contains. Mike Gilmore is the author of 5 Levels of Power novels and the Sled Investigation series. Cheryl Gilmore is current state director in South Carolina for MUFON and brings a lifetime of experience with UFOs and related fields. As a team, their new book about life in the near future on Earth sets aside most people's religious and scientific beliefs. Available exclusively on Amazon in softback for $8.99 or the ebook price for only $2.99. Remember, Amazon softback $8.99, ebook only $2.99. 12/24/36. Get your copy today. End time is not what you thought. In their new book, 12/24/36, authors Mike and Cheryl Gilmore bring forth a startling new idea on the beginning of humankind, how life begins on Earth, and when our Creator concludes this age. In the book, 12/24/36, three small groups of individuals, separated by thousands of miles, discover together the answers to the beginning of our universe and all the life it contains. Mike Gilmore is the author of 5 Levels of Power novels and the Sled Investigation series. Cheryl Gilmore is current state director in South Carolina for MUFON and brings a lifetime of experience with UFOs and related fields. As a team, their new book about life in the near future on Earth sets aside most people's religious and scientific beliefs. Available exclusively on Amazon in softback for $8.99 or the ebook price for only $2.99. Remember, Amazon softback $8.99, ebook only $2.99. 12/24/36. Get your copy today.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin. And to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high quality, all natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to StoneCityFarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's StoneCityFarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
Welcome back, and glad to say we have Dr. Ron Klass, co-founder of the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine. It's, by the way, worldwide, it's probably one of the largest medical organizations on the planet. 28,000 doctors altogether, probably trained several hundred thousand health professionals, and 820,000 people that are affiliate members of one kind or another, including PhDs. But Dr. Ron, we talked about some of your 10-point plan before. It's very telling that the name they call this, so Freedom Caucus, are a bunch of spoiled brats who don't even get at what the real issues are. It's obvious that if you don't know what the issues are, you're never going to solve the problem. And that's what that's a disturbing thing. We've talked about this on numerous occasions, both on and off air. What do you think is going to happen next with healthcare? Because Trump is going to have to reach across the aisle to the Democrats, and obviously whatever bill comes out will be considerably more, they call it liberal, but really it's going to be all-encompassing because we all have national health care. I remember before I started practice in Georgia that the nurse told me that just a matter of months, 2 months before I arrived there to work in the Augusta Regional Trauma and Burn Unit and Emergency Department, as well as having a private practice, that their situation was that somebody came in without insurance and they had a gunshot wound from downtown Augusta, Georgia. They strapped him to a gurney and shoved him outside the emergency room door so they could bleed to death and suffocate on their own blood outside the emergency. Nowadays, when people realize that we have EMTALA laws, which are the end of actually laws going back over a century to the Veterans Health Care Bill passed over a century ago, that every American, even visitors, are determined to have health care. So when morons say that, and they are morons, you need to realize that you don't get smarter until you realize you're stupid, and there's no nice word for that, that everybody in America is guaranteed health care, but it's not fiscally responsible. And now only something like 86% to 90% can't even afford the co-pays to get their cataract surgery or to do things that are just common sense, even conventional, pretty dumb level medicine. So what do you say when you see the Donald Trump totally, you know, he's sitting in the White House with all these so-called Freedom Party guys saying, yes, they're all yes votes now, and they turn on him, and now they're upset that he tweets against them? They need to get a life, don't they?
Well, I mean, you know, these guys need to get out of politics is what they need to do. I mean, you know, it's really simple. The metric is really very so simple. You know, these guys should be held accountable, and they should be held accountable to vote on a very simple basis. Is it good for America or not good for America? If it's good for America, it deserves their vote. If it's bad for America, it deserves not their vote.
Right.
That's not the way these guys operate. They operate, is it good for me? Is it good for me or not? And
right.
That's what counts to these guys. Is there
right.
Is there pork in it? Is there this deal in it? Is there back room to that deal? Are they getting smeared by some pack somewhere? And it's disgusting. I mean, we have a government that's gone, you know, that's completely out of control, and we have a public that's in la-la land because of the media, which is completely BS. We
right.
have a baloney media, and we have, and the public, you know, just eats it up. They don't get it. And we have a predatory political system that sits on top of us and really doesn't care because they have the best health care in the world. But you've ever seen the insurance that the politicians have? They have a separate insurance policy.
Oh, yeah,
the public does.
But a lot of them should have the same policy. I mean, if they pass it, they should use it.
Right. And so, you know, my belief is that if Trump wants to get anywhere, he needs to, at least initially, and I'm not, you know, really in favor of this long term, but at least to get through the logjam, he needs to rule the way Obama did, and that's by edict. He needs to pull out the pen and write the same kind of sweeping, presidential orders that Obama did, and just get things going that way, because until he takes control and grabs the reins of power, he's going to be a lame duck. And that's just the way the people in Congress and people in Washington seem to want it, because they are not going to, they're happier just dissing him than they are doing something that's right for the American public. And that's wrong, in my opinion. Only my opinion.
Yeah, absolutely. We're on break now. We'll be right back in a couple minutes.
Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Welcome back. So we don't need to get into the political side of this, but in terms of the planning side, I know that you and Dr. Bart Goldman, when you founded the A4M organization, was it 26 years ago now? Worldwide, with the amount of effort you put out and the number of doctors in the world, it shouldn't be 28,000 doctors or 820,000 health professionals. It should be in the millions. The fact is, there's been a concerted policy to make sure that even simple things, for example, I've had panic calls from doctors that have had their licenses revoked for simply giving a month of antibiotics for chronic Lyme disease that's proven immunologically. They've had a positive iSpot Lyme test showing IFN gamma. They've got immunological tests. They've got all the clinical criteria. They respond to the treatment within 2 to 4 weeks. And yet, their licensing authority is yanking their license. And then we get into anti-aging medicine, which basically is going to ruin the business of the cardiologists and the orthopedic surgeons and the plastic surgeons, etc. And it's craziness how that anti-aging medicine is being shoved aside or they don't want to hear it. And then, of course, Google brings out a news report this week that NMN, which is one of these molecules they're researching, that extend the life of mice and reverse aging from a 70-year-old equivalent mice to a 20-year-old mice in one day. So people need to realize the powers that be are doing everything they can to suppress what you and Dr. Goldman did 26 years ago to found the organization and spread the truth that, hey, maybe you need, grandma doesn't need to fall apart. Maybe she can get out of her walker and go back to going shopping on her own with a cane and maybe even golfing. Maybe her bone density doesn't need to go down the toilet or her cortex or her brain. Maybe you can actually strengthen her heart, make their skin look better, and doesn't tear when they hit the bathroom door, going into and hitting the bathroom jamb because it's so fragile. So let's go back over our plans.
Bill, it is what it is. And everything you said is true. I mean, most of the problems that we commonly associate with aging are, in fact, disabilities, are, in fact, diseases. Most of the problems that we associate with aging, you know, we call them, they're natural. But, you know, at one time tuberculosis was natural. You know, almost, you know, a lot of people got tuberculosis, so it was natural disease. Polio was natural. A lot of people got polio. That was kind of natural. You know, one day we're going to look back on aging and we're going to say, oh, my God, how arcane to allow people to deteriorate like that simply because they're missing this molecule or they're missing this nutrient.
Right. Or their genes are being silenced because it's part of a song, then the process of aging is actually a sequential informational process that we can turn backwards.
Right. And so, it's very interesting that we're moving into our 26th year now. But, you know, for the first 22 of those years, you know, the establishment was poo-pooing us at every turn. And all of a sudden, the big boys on Wall Street and some of the pharmaceutical companies and Google's eyes lit up when they saw that aging is a $3 trillion, that, you know, American healthcare is a $3 trillion industry, and about $2 trillion of that is involved in aging. And then they started looking for, you know, these molecules that might make a difference. And now all of a sudden that the pharmaceutical companies and Google and Johnson & Johnson and Bayer and other big boys like that are throwing $20 billion into new research and development in the field of anti-aging medicine and anti-aging science. All of a sudden, you know, we're now mainstream. We're now, you know, solid players in the science of aging. Whereas before, when it wasn't putting money in the right pockets, it was all very quackish and strange and, should be suppressed.
Right. It's bizarre, isn't it? It shows that our culture is driven by moolah. It's a moolah-based economy, you know. It doesn't matter unless it makes money. You know, you could make a really sarcastic play, you know, Hollywood play, that would, you know, it would be a spoof on trying to launch anti-aging medicine, and the play would be placed in the latter 21st century where aging has been conquered, say, 50 years earlier, but all the forces that were against actually letting grandma be able to win a golf game at 150 or be a member of government or get her 12th PhD and travel around the world or climb a mountain at 110, you know?
Well, you're absolutely right. It really is your money or your life. And it's not just about how much money's involved. It's about whose pockets those dollars are going into.
Right.
The money has to go into the right pockets. It's the same story as it was for Tesla, and it was, you know, for, you know, the, who was the guy with the car, the, you know, in the 1960s, who had the Tucker. I mean, it's the same story with innovators throughout history. When you have something new, if the money doesn't go into the right pockets, well, it's not going to see the light of day very quickly.
Right. So most people don't realize, for example, one of the early cars was an electric car. Most people don't realize that the first vehicle wasn't gas-powered. It was run on hemp oil. People don't know that, do they?
No, of course not.
No. They also don't realize a lot of the electrical research going on by Nikola Tesla and other people like Raymond Rife was going on in the early 21st century. The big pharma and the Rothschilds and Rockefellers and other very powerful influences wanted to suppress electromedicine. And in fact, it turns out that the signaling between the cell membrane and the telomeres and so on, the signaling issue, has been proven by people like that have published lots of research that shows that the cell is an informational processing envelope. That it's not just simply a matter of you pour in so many chemicals or food like a hopper and the cells just chug along, or that aging is like a clock ticking down and when the final thing happens it kind of blows up. It's a lot more complex than that, but also simpler. And
certainly.
And this is something that's really disturbing, because when you ask questions to people who are qualified, MDs or even PhDs, it's amazing. It's amazing and obscene the stupid answers they come up with. Like, I like to ask what I call childlike questions to people that consider themselves highly qualified. And then I ask some more and more tough questions. And as you go up from what I call the grammar school to the PhD level of questions, you see the amazing shrinking MD or PhD. It's just shocking, isn't it?
Well, I wish I could argue with you, Bill.
Yeah, I remember having a discussion. I mentioned this before on the air. I shared an office space with Dr. Roger Damney, who did 8 years of cardiology training at Mayo, on interventional cardiological, ablation of cardiac induction pathways using a catheter. And he did, on Thursday, he did about 15 to 20 cardiac casts. And he asked me to come across to the Greek restaurant across from the Swedish Hospital Medical Center, because I took over a locum to take over four general internist practice and work in the ICU. He said, I heard you know what causes atherogenesis, being, you know, a snide remark. And I said, yeah. So I did a Dr. Deagle data dump, and his pupils got white. His face is white as a sheet, and his pupils like little pinpoints, like he just saw a ghost. Or he was at the terminal phase of 2 seconds before impact. How's that? Intellectual impact, to say. And then he said, you're going to ruin our business, aren't you, Deagle? And I said, absolutely. My father had Kipper Herring, went to the top of his radio tower because he's retired from working as an instrumentation fitter on nuclear plants and pulp and paper mills and heavy water plants. Also was trained as a gemologist and actually did his internship at Cartier's in New York, so he was a smart guy. But he couldn't work in that because he had conflicts with my grandfather, who was a very wealthy jeweler. And if he had moved to the States, to New York City, where he was going to move, I had already got my draft card, and they were going to send me to go faceplant in a rice paddy in the Mekong Delta. So he didn't take the job. So my dad died at 67, and all his parents and relatives all live into their 90s or near 100. So he should have lived another 20 years, but he didn't. And he was ideal weight. He did not have an ounce of extra fat on him. But he had a massive heart attack, and he died a few days later after they patched a hole between one side and the other side of his heart. So, like anything, I love to untie Gordian knots. You present me with a complex mathematical or logistic problem, and my mind will stay on it night and day for years if necessary to solve the damn thing. And so when I did a data dump, Roger Damley freaked. And he realized, like, son of a bitch, you're going to solve this, aren't you? I said, yeah, me and a lot of other doctors are working on this, and it's not just me. You can pull up the literature. You can spend 5 minutes in the literature just digging at PubMed and elsewhere. And there's tons of literature showing all the stuff like the foolishness of the Framingham study, that the cholesterol's bad. I did work with a cardiologist when I did my residency in internal medicine at the Vancouver General in 77. And I personally drew the bloods of lots of Eskimos and people from the Northwest Territories. They had a seal flipper pouch on their belt, and they didn't have any white man's bread, vodka, beer, or anything. And they had cholesterols of 2,800 to 3,500. Their blood, when you separated them, when you drew it, it would separate out almost like the old type of milk before they got homogenization. And you'd see them on buffy coat and a big fat layer and cholesterol. And not a one of them, even though they were kind of chunky built, not one of them was either number fat. And number two, not one of them had any cardiac disease. So the idea that cholesterol is a bad thing is not only idiotic, it's evil. There's no other word for it. It's evil. And the initial studies that proved this was research done at McGill University in 1918 to 23, where the margarine company was literally hydrogenating vegetable oil to make it harden, and then adding a yellow dye because people wanted butter to look, you know, margarine to look yellow. Because at first when they marketed, like, people don't like white stuff. They want it to be yellow. And the pig study they did proved that it all caused massive vascular disease by giving us hydrogenated trans oils. So that's been known for a century, yet they got away with murder, including the Framingham study said, and your doctor's still saying, are you having a low-fat diet? Are you kidding me? If you don't have a high-fat diet of the healthy fats, you're going to die of vascular disease. And cholesterol doesn't do a damn thing. It's as high as it needs to be to patch the holes in your artery walls. So what do you think, Dr. Glatz? I mean, it's almost everything that I've been taught in medical school and residency is BS. And that's what really makes me mad. People say, well, why are you so angry? I said, I'm angry because these things don't need to just be pushed back. They need to be annihilated, these ideas.
Well, look, Bill, you're reporting on what is well known to the medical insiders.
Right.
That there is a lot of hidden knowledge in healthcare, and the stuff that gets sold to the doctors, literally sold
right.
to the doctors, is what makes money for the pharmaceutical companies.
Right.
And if a pharmaceutical company has a rack of drugs for cardiac disease that's based on the cholesterol myth of cardiovascular disease, they're not going to be so quick to tell you that cholesterol isn't such a bad thing and that you don't have to worry about it. It's not the boogeyman that it's been made out to be.
Right.
They're going to, you know, they're going to either keep silent about it, or they're going to continue with the, you know, with the, you know, with the lie.
Right.
And it's that way in a lot of things. I mean, there's, you know, an awful lot of drugs and an awful lot of therapies that are being pushed that are good for the pharma, sometimes good for the hospital, sometimes good for the doctor, not necessarily so good for the patient. Now, you know, I don't want to make the doctor have to be the bad guy, because he's mostly, you know, his hands are tied on what he practices by the state licensing board. So the licensing boards will yank a doctor's license if he does, you know, natural and healthy things. I remember getting a letter of censure from a group that when I was in practice years ago, because I was prescribing vitamin C for people in the hospital with respiratory and with colds. And this was unnecessary, as I recall. It was unnecessary and unproven and unsubstantiated. And why was I doing this in as a routine practice?
Wow. I mean, yeah, that's pretty crazy. And the thing is that the head-to-head study shows that cod liver liquid, which we sell, has head-to-head just as much effect at lowering cholesterol, because it takes away the problem, so your body drops the cholesterol to a lower range. But it also changes the other lipid fractions, including small particle HDL, which they never measure. They don't even indirectly estimate it. They estimate by projection the VLDL3 levels. And they say, oh, your cholesterol is too high. We've got to lower it with an HMG coronary reductase. I had Dr. Graveline on about 4.5 years ago, who was a NASA MD doctor. And after he took the drugs 3 months, he couldn't recognize his wife. He got transient global amnesia. He started to become pharmaceutically demented. Demented. And he stopped, and thank God they rescued him. But, I mean, people think, oh, this is just an odd thing. It only happens once in a while. I'll tell you, if you think that everything that I'm saying is foolish and you're a really good investor, invest in Alzheimer's units. You'll do really well.
Well, I can't argue with you, brother. There's an awful lot. There's an awful lot out there. And the sad part is, you know, the things you're talking about are not some great discovery that you, Bill Deagle, made.
We're quoting stuff you're that's just repeated over and over and over again so many times.
Exactly. You're just illuminating the known facts that have been known for, what, 30 years? 50
or
years,
longer, up to
100, years.
Going back to the studies at McGill. And the cardiologist I work with is literally 40 years ago, 1977, when I was a resident at the Vancouver General Hospital. We knew this. This is not a surprise, but there's still doctors now saying, are you on a low-fat diet? Do you have... I'm thinking, are you crazy? They haven't cut out the simple carbohydrates. And by the way, most people may or may not know this. Did you know that all the high-fructose corn syrup used in the American food industry is from three plants that use mercury alkali extraction? So everybody eating high-fructose corn syrup are getting mercury poisoning? Every single one of them?
Lovely.
Lovely. Lovely. And people say, Dr. Deagle, you're full of it. I said, you know what? That's why when I warn people, I said, if you call into my show, I don't care if you got great speed and you got a good point, you're going to be fine. But if you go off tangent or say something that's obscene or needs to be challenged, I'm going to put you in a Brazilian intellectual headlock, and it's going to get really unpleasant. This is going to be a very painful intellectual process. Now, maybe we need some pain, because most of the so-called broadcasters on radio and TV around the world, they're too damn nice. Nice is a word that I don't want it within a million light years of me or my body or my mind. I'm not nice. I'm compassionate. I'm brave. I want the truth. I want to protect people like an older brother or a mother protecting their little cub. You know, I'm not going to let people hurt the public by telling them the whole truth. And unfortunately, I can't clone myself or a portion of me to give a, you know, I call it cojone transplant to the doctors, male or female, to actually have the guts of the cojones, the balls, to actually challenge the powers that be at their state licensing authority or malpractice suits or the Hospital Privileges Committee. But if they did, most of this foolishness would end really quickly because they wouldn't get away with it. The reason why we have bad politicians is because we're bad public. You know, I said when we had a Barack Obama, he is the pimple on the abscess of the geopolitical, paracolic gutter abscess inside the body politic of America. He's only the pimple on the skin surface. He's not the cause of it. It's us. It's doctors that tolerate foolishness in healthcare. It's patients that tolerate foolishness and watch commercials with 4 seconds of benefits and 56 seconds of horror, but they still go to the doctor and ask for the drug. It's crazy, isn't it?
Well, you know, the powers that be have this down to a science. They've been studying human behavior for hundreds of thousands of years, and they know exactly how to pull the strings.
Yeah, and there's only a few people that have the bizarre genetics or upbringing or whatever that made me different to have a... My first word when I was 6 months old was not mommy or daddy, it was the word no. And I think I'm still saying no.
Bill, I'm going to have to run. It's been a pleasure as always. Thank you for having
me. Yeah, this is only a short segment anyway, so I appreciate you coming on. Give me a shout when we can do video, and I guess in a few weeks' time we'll be able to do link up and so on, okay?
You bet.
Give me a shout, and we'll get you back on the air and we'll get you on a video.
Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
When when we look back on this in the future, is to say, I believe in what I call a dinosaur. I think I can hear some background sound, so I think there must be an open mic. Yeah, I think that there's an open mic. Okay. Let's have a look here. Let's see. Oops. We have, of course, coming up in the next hour, Josh Bernstein of AMAC, and we're going to talk about that. The healthcare issue is a tough one. Now, I know that there are some people out there that think we should be kind of smoothly have a dialogue over any issue. And I strongly object to that. And the reason is you need to wrestle the truth. Just like ancient Israel, Jacob had to wrestle, get his name Israel. We have to wrestle the truth, which means we have to come together and have a strong dialogue based on evidence and truth and logic that supports the strongest reasons why we should do a certain thing or believe a certain way. Which is why we have somebody pragmatic that has to accomplish things. Donald Trump is the first competent business manager of our republic, probably in 100 years or more. So now we have a situation where healthcare is challenging us, tax reform is challenging us, regulations are challenging us from the uber control freak left, which is primarily the Democrats, but also the Republicrats, the people within the Republican Party, like the uber control freak, so-called Freedom Caucus or the Tuesday Group, that think that they should control, even though they're a tiny minority, not only the Republicans, but the policy of America, because they have to be right. Despite the fact that they've blown up one of the few chances to actually replace Obamacare before it kills more people. It's killing people every day. Now, we provide answers for you and solutions to your healthcare issues. And I want you to know, as I go through the website, and I'm going to just review some of these things right now, the first thing is we provide to you free audio access with the Deagle Network. I pay for everything. Free video access to everything. There's very, very rare, maybe one in a 500 videos where there's a small, tiny fee. Everything is free. You can see it on your phone, tablet, whatever. I work my tail off 7 days a week responding to people's consultations. Last night when I finished, I think, around 9 o'clock, which is not unusual. Sometimes it's later. And I'm working sometimes 7 days a week to that hour to get things done so that everybody has their answers to their health challenges or their emergency crisis or whatever, or policy making or putting together videos to try to explain things. So after the show today, I'll be doing a video with Jim Fetzer. So you need to know, if you think I have a gruff style, put up with it because you're going to get the truth. Better than Alex Jones or any other broadcaster on this or any other network, you're going to hear qualified, truthful solutions and answers to everything. If you want to challenge me, by all means, but you better be ready for battle, because you have to have the truth on your side and have the armaments and the weapons of warfare intellectually to prove that what you say is true and just and right and godly. Back in a moment with Josh Bernstein, and we got a dynamic guy coming on here. It's every Thursday now, except next week Josh will be on hour 2 instead of hour 3, but he's going to be our regular now, hour 3 Thursdays going forward. Back in a moment.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.